thank you to each and every one of you for being here this morning. Please join me with this prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many, many blessings you bestowed upon the people gathered here. Dear God, we also thank you for the rain upon the land. We truly need more. But dear God, we come to you today to say thank you for taking care of and holding those that have fought and died for this great country, those that have just served our great country. Please, dear God, those that are with you now, hold them in your hands. Let them know we will never forget them for what they have done. And those that will come after them, that continue to protect and serve this great nation in this way of life that we call. For 237 years, you've looked down upon this great nation, and we've given a lot of sacrifices. But not a person here knows, doesn't understand, dear God, that we have the way of life that we have through your love, your guidance, your support, and for them to be in the first line of defense to protect the way of life that we all cherish here in America. Dear God, thank you for the greatness you continue to give this nation. May we never, ever forget them. For if we did, dear God, that would be a great sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Again, unlike Earl, our honor team, our ceremonial team, is the background of American Legion. We do the final military rites to our veterans. They also do the Veterans Day parade, the 4th of July, the 21-gun salute, like today. They're out there in the rain, the snow, the heat, and the COVID. So they are the heart and soul of American Legion. We gather here today to honor the fallen soldiers that gave the ultimate price. And we'll go with Miles Eckert, who was excited when he was found a $20 bill in the parking lot of an Ohio Cracker Barrel recently. An 8-year-old boy planned to buy a Lego video game with his unexpected windfalls. But the faith took him in a different direction. While dining in the restaurant with his family, he noticed a uniformed member of the Air National Guard at a different table. Miles wrote a message on a post-it note and presented the $20 to the man who was dining with his own family. "Dear soldier," the note started, "my dad was a soldier. He's in heaven now. I found this $20 in the parking lot when we got here. We'd like to pay it forward in my family. Today is your lucky day. Thank you for your service. Miles Eckert, a Go Star kid." The recipient of the note is Lieutenant Colonel Frank Daly, was moved. "It's incredible being recognized in such a manner. I look at it every day," and Daly later says, "Miles was only 4 weeks old when a roadside bomb in Iraq took the life of his father, Army Sergeant Andy Eckert, in 2005. While Andy was denied the opportunity to raise this outstanding young man, we can all imagine how proud he would be of his son's commitment to pay it forward. It is a commitment that the American Legion shares by advocating for veterans and supporting military families through our programs. We remember those who are no longer with us because they sacrificed their lives in the defense of our freedom. These sacrifices has occurred throughout our nation's history. It was a sacrifice that eloquently recalled by President Ronald Reagan when he stood at an outdoor lectern in Normandy, France on June 6, 1984. Behind me is a memorial that symbolizes the Rangers' daggers that were thrust in the top of these cliffs. "And before me are the men who put them there," Reagan said. "These are the boy of Pointe-du-Hoc. These are the champions who helped free a continent. These are the heroes who helped end a war. And many of the men lay beneath the thousand crosses at Normandy American Cemetery. Other found peace at Arlington and their hometown burial places. And many more survived the war, raised their families under the peace and freedom that they and their fallen comrades fought so hard to achieve. In the days that followed D-Day landing 70 years ago, 1,000 more Americans and our brave allies would make the supreme sacrifice. Private Joe Gandara of Santa Monica, California. Voluntary Vance alone destroyed three hostile machine guns before he was fatally wounded on June 9, 1944 in Armyville, France. Just 20 years ago, the soldiers from the 507th Parachute Infantry Regiment was denied the opportunity to raise a family of his own. Instead, his 69-year-old niece received the Medal of Honor from President Obama on his behalf during a ceremony on March 18th. It was a ceremony that American Legion National Commander Dan Dillinger attended and will never forget. Grandara and 23 other U.S. Army veterans of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam were long at last recognized for the heroic actions that cost many of them their lives, but will forever earn their place in history as recipient of the nation's highest military award. Most Medal of Honor recipients are very humble about their actions and prefer to talk about the heroes they served with. They often speak about friends who were lost in battle. We continue to lose American heroes every day in Afghanistan, in military training accidents, and missions around the world. The loss to their families, friends, fellow service members, and the country is permanent. Some were only teenagers, and most of those killed in action were under age 25. In the eyes of their loved ones, they are forever young. Why this Memorial Day is so important, we don't just honor those with highest medals or even those who participated in the most hellacious firefights. We honor more than 1 million men and women who lost their lives defending America in war from the Revolution to the global war on terrorism. It is fitting to have days like this to remember heroes like Private First Class Jesse Givens. Before going to Iraq, PFC Givens wrote a letter that he hoped his family would never open. Like many servicemen, he wrote the letter to be given just in case. Well, just in case happened May 2003. To his 6-year-old daughter, Dakota, he wrote, "Never be afraid to be yourself. I will always be there in our park when you dream so we can play. I love you and hope someday you will understand why I didn't come home. Please be proud of me." The American Legion is proud of Jesse and his brothers and sisters in arms that loved America enough to die for it. We are proud of their families who have sacrificed so much. Long after the battle guns have been silenced and the bombs stop exploding, the children of our fallen warriors will still be missing a parent. Spouses will be without their life partner. Parents will continue to grieve for the heroic son and daughter that died way too early. We need to be there for them, not just as members of the American Legion family, but as American citizens. Nobody can replace these fallen heroes, especially in the eyes of their families. But we can offer shelters to cry on, assistance with educational expenses, assurance that their loved ones' sacrifice would not be forgotten. As Legionnaires, we are pledged through the preamble of our organization constitution to preserve the memories and incidents of our associations in great wars. This solemn promise is on the back of each member Legion membership card. Yet, we do not remember our fallen brothers and sisters in arms because of the edict or obligation ritual. We do so because we want to. We must remember that freedom isn't free. In fact, it's only possible because our fallen heroes have paid a high price. At the unofficial beginning of summer, let us never focus on what Memorial Day means. It's not about beaches, picnics, or auto races. It's a day to remember. And that's why we're here. Let us remember and let us pay it forward. Thank you. God bless America. God bless our fallen heroes. Thank you.
I'd like to say a few words about the meaning of the 13 folds of the American flag while Bill and Todd fold the flag for you. Did you know that at military funerals, the 21-gun salute stands for the sum of the numbers in the year 1776? Have you ever noticed how the honor guard pays meticulous attention to correctly folding the American flag 13 triangular times? You probably thought it was to symbolize the original 13 colonies, but there are other meanings to the folds as well. The first triangular fold of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold is a symbol of our belief in eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veterans departing our ranks who gave a portion of their lives for the defense of our country to attain peace throughout the world. The fourth fold represents our weaker nature, or as American citizens trusting in his God, it is to him we turn in times of peace as well as in time of war for his divine guidance. The fifth fold is a tribute to our country, for in the words of Stephen Decatur, our country, in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but she is still our country, right or wrong. The sixth fold is for where our hearts lie. It is with our heart we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that we protect our country and our flag against all her enemies, whether they be found within or without the boundaries of our republic. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we might see the light of day. The ninth fold is a tribute to womanhood and mothers, for it has been through their faith, their love, loyalty, and devotion that the character of the men and women who have made this country great has been molded. The tenth fold is a tribute to the father, for he too has given his sons and daughters for defense of our country since they were first born. The 11th fold represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon, and glorifies in the Hebrews' eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in the Christians' eyes God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The 13th fold, or when the flag is completely folded, the stars are uppermost, reminding us of our nation's motto, In God We Trust. After the flag is completely folded and tucked in, it takes on the appearance of a cocked hat, ever reminding us of the soldiers who served under General George Washington, the sailors and Marines who served under Captain Paul Jones, who were followed by their comrades and shipmates in the armed forces of the United States, preserving for us the rights, privileges, and freedoms we enjoy today. There are some traditions and way of doing things that have deep meanings. In the future, you'll see flags folded, and now you will know why. Share this with the children you love and all others who love the symbol of liberty and freedom.
Our God is firing squad, or turn. Aim. Aim, perfect. Aim, perfect. Present, perfect. Jugler, sound off.
For the graveyards where the countless crosses grow. I fly it for the children whose fathers are a name, a half-remembered memory of a face within a frame. I fly it for the families of sons and daughters lost. They know the price of liberty, how terrible the cost. I fly the flag for veterans who lost their youth in blood and saw their comrades slaughtered in the carnage and the mud. I fly it for the ones who marched in cadence off to war, to close their eyes forever upon some foreign shore. I fly the flag for grief poured out upon a granite wall, the laying on of hands that heals the scars within us all. I fly it for the sound of taps, that melancholy tune that lays to rest those honored dead who always die too soon.
This concludes our ceremony, and we are so glad you came. Thank you so much.